I'm not pulling in my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work at Home edition. So normally I use my at home times to do interviews, which, and today is no exception. So I have Eric Engelhard, who was the lead designer, lead set designer of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Mark. Very okay. excited to be on this podcast for the first time.
Okay, so let's get from the very beginning. How did you end up leading Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Well, I was a game designer at my previous company, which was WizKids, working on HeroClix. And there I designed 4 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sets. I've always been a big fan of the Turtles, and when I came to Wizards, they knew that that was one of the fandoms that I had, and so yeah, they tapped me to lead Turtles, and I got to lead it all the way from the beginning of Exploratory to the end of Play Design, which is pretty unusual for a modern set, but I was the Turtles expert in the office, so that helped.
Yeah, you and I are both comics fans. Although you know Turtles, I mean, I know Turtles a little bit, but you know Turtles much, much better than I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge comic book fan. I have, you know, I have about 60 long boxes of Marvel comics in the basement there. And I've written for the Marvel handbooks and, you know, and yeah, did a bunch of Marvel and DC superhero sets when I was at working on HeroClix. And yeah, I'm just a huge comics fan. I still read like 20 or 30 comics a week, even now.
Okay, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started many years ago, originally as a parody. It was parodying a lot of comic, you know, current things in comics. But it quickly sort of took a life on its own. There's been numerous animated shows and movies and video games. So for starters, let's talk a little bit about, you weren't doing any one thing, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, this set in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a really unique IP, and that unlike pretty much every other franchise that we work with, there's no central canon. There's no, like, this is the main story and everything else sort of, like, branches off from it. There's a bunch of different versions of Turtles. They all count. They're all cool in their own different ways, and they're always a lot of fun. But yeah, it started with the Mirage comics, which were black and white back in the mid-80s, and then became the animated series that a lot of us grew up with. And that's where I first encountered it, was the animated series when I was growing up. But by the time I was around 10 or 11, my stepbrother actually loaned me his reprints of the original Mirage comics. And so I got to read the original comics and discover a whole different aspect of Turtles that was much more gritty and dark and violent. And I wouldn't recommend that as the first read for kids necessarily, but that really got me into Turtle fandom because I realized there was so much more than the Saturday morning cartoon to the Turtles.
Yeah, Eastman and Laird, who were the original creators, like they... There's been a lot of different versions of them, but the original source material is actually quite fun. And so, if you're really into Teen, if you've never read them, if you're really into Teen Mutant Ninja Turtles, I heartily recommend going back to the original source and seeing some of those comics. Okay, so let's get into making a magic set. So, okay, you're tasked with making a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles magic set. What is the first thing you do? Like, how did you tackle the property?
Yeah, wrote a list. We started a list of the things that we absolutely have to see in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set. And number one on that list was ninjutsu, the mechanic. It is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after all. And so we're like, yep, this is what we're going to build the whole set around, is sort of making ninjutsu work. And number two, I believe, was food, was making sure that pizzas and food were represented in the sets. And, you know, a lot of other things were on the list, mutants and mutant typal. We also wanted to get art. We thought it is quite likely we'd want artifacts. There's a lot of evil robots and machines that the Turtles fight and a lot of weird science that goes on. And yeah, those were some of our top things when we started drafting the set.
Okay, so let's start with ninjutsu, because obviously the published set does not have ninjutsu in it. So let's walk through the sort of evolution of starting with ninjutsu and then ending up with sneak. So let's walk through that.
Yeah. So ninjutsu is in the set, and of course it was the very first thing. And one thing we knew that we wanted was we wanted like signature moves for each of the turtles. We wanted like to represent their ninja moves in combat, and ordinary combat tricks weren't going to cut it. Like we wanted something special there. And on the very first homework, one of our vision designers, or Daniel Shu, submitted homework for this assignment of making the ninja moves, and it was just putting ninjutsu on spells. It was basically putting ninjutsu on spells so you could cast them for reduced cost if you returned a creature from an attacking unblocked creature to your hand. And we started testing that, and it was great. It was novel. It was fun. It made combat really exciting. You'd have no idea what was going to happen in combat, more so than almost any Magic set. Anything can happen in combat in this set, because other creatures can pop in, spells can pop in suddenly. We really liked it, and Playdesign liked it too, and we showed it to him. It was very popular at the Vision Summit. There was one problem. And the problem was, we went to rules and say, hey, everyone loves this. How can we make this work? And they took one look at it and they said, you absolutely cannot do that. There is no way that you can put ninjutsu on a spell. That is not the way ninjutsu works. You're going to need a new mechanic for that. And so we're like, okay, well, we think this is worth doing. So yeah, let's make a new mechanic for it. And that mechanic ended up sneak. And for a while there, the set had both ninjutsu on creatures and sneak on the instants and sorcery spells. But that was not going to be a great place for the final set to land, having two mechanics that were extremely similar, but actually functioned a little bit differently in certain ways. And sneak could handle creature sneaking in just fine. We built it to handle creature sneaking in just fine. So even though we were very sad to lose the word ninjutsu, because it's obviously great for the set, great flavor, we in the end combined them and just had sneak go on all the creatures and spells, and sneak, we kind of positioned now moving forward as something that other Magic sets can use in the future, because it can go on things that aren't ninjas. You know, for the first time, we could put this mechanic on creatures that aren't ninjas, and you can put it on spells and other types of cards as well.
Yeah, let me touch that real quick. So ninjutsu has been very interesting. It's a mechanic we originally did in Champs of Kamigawa. In fact, one of the most popular mechanics from Champs of Kamigawa. And we've wanted to bring it back, but numerous times we've tried to bring it back, and we're told there aren't ninjas in the set. You cannot have ninjutsu if you don't have ninjas. And it was this very useful, flexible mechanic, and we were kind of flavor-locked, as it would. And so one of the things that obviously went into this is it was very helpful for us if we had a mechanic that we liked, that we weren't so tied to a very, very specific flavor. And so that's another big thing about Sneak is it allows us to now use it in more places, in places that ninjutsu we just weren't allowed to put it.
Yeah, and also we did take the opportunity to clean up a few bugs with ninjutsu. Ninjutsu being an activated ability from your hand, it just functions very differently than any other magic mechanic, where it puts things from your hand onto the battlefield, but it doesn't cast them. And so we took the opportunity to clean up some bugs. It now works correctly from the command zone. And, you know, you can't do some of the weird tricks that you could do before, picking up multiple attackers with a single ninja and things like that. There were some weird tricks you could do.
Yeah, that ninjutsu wasn't intended. Real quickly, yeah. as the creator of ninjutsu, we were in Betrayers of Kamigawa. We saved ninjas and didn't put them in Champs of Kamigawa and saved them for Betrayers of Kamigawa is now with ninjas. And so I made a ninja mechanic just so we'd have something for ninjas. And I think at the time, like, I had this very specific flavor I was trying to get. We named it ninjutsu because we were trying to make the ninja mechanic, but I don't think I realized how popular it was going to be, evidenced by the fact that we named it ninjutsu. So, okay, so you did, we have sneak. So there's another mechanic in the set that It's us taking an old mechanic and sort of more renaming it than changing. I guess it's not quite. Sneak is fundamentally changing it in some ways. So let's talk a little bit about how Disappear came to be.
Yeah, so Disappear was a mechanic that sort of came about. It was one of the mechanics where we wanted to find something to synergize with both of the other color pairs that it's next to, essentially. Like, we had Sneak as pillar one, and Mutagen tokens were pillar number two. And we're like, okay, black and green is going to overlap Sneak and in black, and it's going to overlap Mutagen tokens in green. So what mechanic can we do that synergizes flavorfully with those things? And also, green-black, we knew was going to have food. That was going to be where our food went. Our weird pizzas. Food tokens really only go in white, green, and black, and the ones in Turtles were weird. And so we definitely were leaning more black and green as the pair to put the food in. So we're like, okay, what we can work with food, mutagen, and ninjutsu. And the things that they have in common is that something leaves the battlefield during your turn. Something, the mutagen tokens are sorcery speed. Ninjutsu happens during your combat, not sneak. Sneak happens during your combat. And, you know, you can sacrifice a food token whenever. So we went back to Magic's history because there's one mechanic that works really well with things leaving during your turn. And that's the Revolt mechanic from Aether Revolt. And we talked briefly about having Revolt be the word, but we're like, but it didn't fit very well. Revolt did not fit. And because it's an ability word, it doesn't really add anything to the rules to just rename it and give it a different name here. So that's what we did. And we talked about Disappear in context of like the bad guys, Bebop and Rocksteady, are some of the commons in this color pair. You know, they're often like stealing technology and you know, taking the turtles or one of their allies hostages and making them disappear for a while. And also the turtles love making food disappear. They make the pizzas disappear very rapidly. So we wanted a nice general word that kind of could cover a lot of flavor here. And yeah, and Disappear was the one that we came up with.
Okay, well you talked about mutagen tokens. So let's get into mutagen tokens. So real quickly, explain what mutagen tokens are.
Yeah, so mutagen tokens, they're a token that has one tap, sacrifice this token, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature you control, and it's activated only as a sorcery. And so in some ways, they're similar to map tokens, but you always know what you're getting. You're always getting the counter from them. Unlike map tokens. And this was a mechanic that actually Eric Lauer suggested, the mutagen tokens. One of his last contributions on what ended up being his final set team across his career at Magic, his last set team was on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So we were, he was the splinter of our group and the wise mentor and led us along. But yeah, he suggested that mechanic. And we previously had a mechanic that was somewhat in the champion space, the champion mechanic, which we just sort of brought back in ECL. It was somewhat in the mutate space, but simpler. But it still wasn't simple enough, and it wasn't playing that well. And we knew we wanted to put the classic ooze, those green cylinders of ooze, on cards. And we had a rare for it, but we wanted to get it in the set more than that, because it's so iconic. And it all just came together to make the mutagen tokens be these like ooze canisters, and then the mutagen can spill out. Once you break them, then you're exposed to the mutagen, you know, and so the flavor actually fits really, really well. And yeah, and what mutagen does generally when you're exposed to is it makes you better, it makes you stronger, it makes you smarter, it merges you with another animal that makes you, you know, better. So just a simple +1/+1 counter really actually captures the flavor pretty well, we feel.
So a little background here, I love filling in some gaps. We had actually tried this before. I'm not even sure if you're aware that we tried this before. Mm-hmm. So when we were making blood tokens in Innistrad Crimson Vow, One of the earliest things we tried was, oh, well, maybe getting blood strengthens you. And so we tried plus one counters. The reason we veered off it actually played really well. The reason we veered off it was that part of what we wanted to do with having blood counters is have the vampires eat the blood counters rather than you use them. And the vampires just wanted to get stronger when you fed them the counter. So, like, them eating them had to be what gave them plus one counters. And so it duplicated things too much. And so we moved off. We ended up making it rummage rather than plus one counters. But anyway, we had been there once before. I don't even know if your team was aware of that or not, but we had played in that space.
Maybe Eric Lauer was aware of that. I don't think the rest of us were aware of that, but yeah. But yeah, that was mutagen, and that also the blue green pair has some of the mutant typal stuff. At a low level, it has some mutant typal, which synergizes well with some of the other sets in standard.
Okay, another piece of trivia for the audience. So, mutant and ninja and turtle are all creature types. I actually got some pressure back in the day to make a teenage creature type, which I almost did in Unhinged. There's a card that's actually a teenager, and I actually had it on the card, and then they changed the rules that all the creature types were official creature types, and so I pulled back a little bit on how much strange stuff I did, and so I took teenage off. But teenage was very close to being a creature type once upon a time. It might have been teenager rather than teenage, but anyway, it's interesting that this set... obviously, you care about mutants. You care a little bit about turtles. And let's talk a little bit about the ninja. You have a little bit of a ninja theme, too.
Yeah, yeah. The ninjas here are in white and black for the first time. We traditionally in Magic, they're in blue and black. Those are the ninja colors. But here, we had for the first time, a lot of, like, very heroic ninjas, as well as we have the Evil Foot Clan that are also ninjas. And we wanted the ninja deck to be able to sort of play both of them. You want the ninja deck to be able to play all of the ninjas. So yeah, we went with white black here. We do have Splinter Radical Rat.
I can read you Splinter. So Splinter Radical Rat, where is he? Okay, so he's one... White-black hybrid, so three mana total, two of which is white-black hybrid. He's a legendary creature, Mutant Ninja Rat, 2/4. If an ability of a ninja creature you control triggers, that ability triggers an additional time. And then he's an activated ability, one and a blue, target ninja can't be blocked this turn.
Yeah, so we knew we wanted to be able to let players play all three colors of ninjas together. So we made Splinter as sort of the commander that you can use to... be able to unify sort of the white-black ninjas and the blue-black ninjas of Magic that already exist. And yeah, and he's also very strong and limited, a Splinter. So yeah, that we also, though, we didn't want to leave the other turtles out. Like, each turtle in this set is very monocolor, and that really helped us, like, focus on their identity. They all, each naturally just, like, lean very much into one color. Leonardo leans very white. He's the leader, he's the teacher, he's the one who practices the most. Raphael is all about red. He's the most, he has the most rage issues and is the most impulsive. Michelangelo is very green. He cares about food the most. He cares about small animals the most and is the most compassionate sort of towards others. And he's often described as the heart of the team. And Donatello, who does machines, is very blue, all about science and knowledge. So, and we stuck with that identity throughout the whole set and the commander set and the turtle team up box. Like, those are their colors. We wanted to make sure they all got in the ninja action. So each of them, at either rare or mythic, the other turtles do have a sneak version. They do have a sneak version at rare or mythic. So you can still get your ninjas in red, green, and blue a little bit.
Oh, just to answer a question that I've gotten a lot. Some people ask me why we don't have heroes on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And the answer is legendary creature, mutant ninja turtle takes all the space. There's no space left. and if you couldn't put hero on the heroes, it didn't make sense. So that's why hero and villain got left off. There wasn't space.
Yeah, there wasn't space. That also, it was These are just very long type lines all over this set.
Yes.
It's not just the Mutant Ninja Turtles. And we occasionally got a little bit more than Mutant Ninja Turtles on a mythic. We got a fourth one on one of the mythics. But the type lines are very, very extremely long in this
very
set.
Very full.
And yeah, it just wasn't, it wasn't something we were going to reference at all. We wanted to stick with Mutants, Ninjas, and Turtles as the three, like, typal things that we cared about in this set. And, they all go into broader magic. You know, obviously we only care about Turtles without the others on one single card for fun, but that is Turtle Power.
Yeah. Oh, Turtle Power. That was your thing for me to read Turtle Power. Okay, Turtle Power.
That's the only one that cares about turtles without caring about ninjas or mutants.
Okay, so Turtle Power is Turtle Power, 2 and a green, enchantment, flash. Turtles you control get +2/+2.
Yeah, it's just, hey,
go Turtles.
All your changelings, you know, you want to build an awesome turtle deck with all of these characters together. And, to facilitate that, one of the things we have in this set is we have a cycle of 10 hybrid rares. And six of those rares are the team-ups between the turtles themselves. It's like Leonardo and Donatello and, you know, Michelangelo and Raphael team together on a red-green hybrid card. And those cards, one of the reasons we did that, there's a couple of reasons, but one of the reasons we did that is so you could get all four turtles in your deck on only two colors. So you could use, you know, have a two-color deck, but still have all four turtles represented if you wanted to just go and build an awesome deck with all of the turtles.
Okay, so another mechanic we've not talked about yet. So we've talked a lot about you tweaking existing mechanics, changing them, renaming them. But there actually is a mechanic you used and you did not rename. So let's talk a little bit about using Alliance.
Yeah, Alliance was the last mechanic locked down for the set. Happened in sort of mid-set design. And it started out as a really weird mechanic called Quick Study that when a creature entered, its power became equal to the greatest power among other creatures you controlled. And then it would have an effect that sort of scaled off that. Some of them had haste, some of them used that power in other ways. But it was an awkward mechanic. And it didn't last all that long in the set. But it was one of our things that we were trying. So the red-white mechanic, we really wanted flavor-wise to capture sort of like sensei student, the teenage part of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We wanted to make sure we captured that. And so we started out with mechanics that were kind of like sensei student related, and Cook Study was one of them. We started with training at the very first playtest, but that was just more filler because we had to get something in the file before we started a lot of work. And then we, for a lot of vision design and the first half a set design, the mechanic was called Together. And this was a mechanic that was very similar to Battalion, but you only needed to attack with one other creature rather than two other creatures. It was basically Battalion, but easier to trigger. And so the rewards were a little bit smaller than the Battalion rewards. And Together played okay, and we might use it again someday. But here, the problem was that Together and Sneak both really need you to be able to attack to get your triggers. You need to be able to attack with two things for Together to trigger, and you need to be able to attack unblocked for Sneak to trigger. And having like two of the five color pairs be so aggressive and be so all in on attacking was just making Limited really awkward and too aggressive. So that's when we pivoted away from Together to Alliance. Alliance was great. It fit into the set really well. Because Sneak has things like entering during combat, you can get triggers at unexpected times. And also Sneak sort of lets you reuse creatures and get more enters from creatures. So it actually integrates pretty well, the Sneak and Alliance. And obviously Alliance was a known quantity. It was from Streets of New Capenna. And we took it and changed the cards from Together over to Alliance, and the whole red-white deck started playing a lot better. And so we were very happy with that change.
So one more mechanic. This is a cycle, and this is a subtype rather than a mechanic, I guess, technically. But you guys brought classes back. How did that come about?
So actually, one thing that at the sort of, I think, the end of vision design, beginning of set design, when more eyes were on the set, and J.D. in play design came to me and said, look, you don't have enough non-creature stuff going on in your set. Like, you need more rares or mythics that are non-creatures. So that's, you know, something that I, there was no specific prescribed, like, you know, limit or goal in that area. So I, you know, filled it up with other creature concepts, sort of. I just filled up the set with some other creature concepts. But she's like, you need to, you know, we really think that the set needs some more non-creature things going on at Rare and Mythic. So we cut five creatures from Rare or Mythic. We cut five of our creatures from Rare or Mythic. And we shuffled stuff around to make sure, like, that the best concepts ended up at Uncommon, or, you know, we didn't lose anything good. Anything that was, like, high profile. They're all good. They're all good characters. We didn't lose anything high profile. And we're like, okay, what is this cycle going to be? And, yeah, I had the idea that we could do the theme song. We hadn't used the classic 80s theme song anywhere. We hadn't really used it. We were like, oh, maybe we'll put it in the flavor text of some cards. But we hadn't really used it. And I just had this vision of, like, okay, they each have a role on the team. Each of the turtles has their, like, role, which is, you know, like a class. They have their role on the team, and that role is pretty well described by the theme song. Their role on the team is pretty well described by the theme song. And, yeah, so we added classes, and Bloomborough had come out, so we knew that classes were pretty popular at that moment as well. Change over to classes, and there's a lot of tweaking with play design to get them in the right places. But they ended up great, and we're very, very excited for players to get to play with these classes and to be able to say, yes, I am cool but rude. You know, the one that was a little awkward was in the theme song, it says Leonardo leads, but having a card that was just called leads, no one, especially creative, was not really happy with that idea. Creative was not on board with having just, like, leads is the name of a card. So we changed that to be leader's talent, and then it kind of fits in, the naming scheme fits in a little more with the Bloomborough cards. That's how the classes came about.
Okay, so the final theme, we've talked about a lot of the archetypal themes. You mentioned early on there was an artifact theme. You want to talk a little bit about how you sort of consolidated around that?
Yeah, so the artifact theme is one of the three themes that were, like, pushed for constructed, essentially. So, I mean, we knew at the very beginning that EOE had a blue-red artifact theme, and looking at our set and the characters that were very artifact-focused, like Baxter Stockman and Krang, they were also very blue and red. And, so we thought that blue and red trying an artifact theme would be great, and we tried that basically from the beginning, and that theme never changed. And, yeah, we have a lot of really cool constructed artifact shots, Ravenous Robots is one.
Hold on, Ravenous Robots.
This is where the Mousers got their premier card in the set, though they're on some commons and other cards.
Okay, let me read this.
Mouser card.
Ravenous Robots, one and a red, for an artifact creature robot, 2/1. Whenever you cast an artifact spell, create a 1/1 colorless robot artifact creature token. Red and tap, creature tokens you control gain haste until end of turn.
Yeah, so you can really swarm your opponents with the Mousers here, which is what we wanted. We wanted the ability to, like, swarm with the Mousers, and this was our card to do it. Another card that is really important for the artifact theme in Constructed is the Improvised Arsenal. this is Casey Jones' like bag of hockey sticks and golf clubs, and basically
let me read what it does and then we can talk about it. Yeah. Improvised arsenal, one in a red, artifact equipment. Equipped creature gets +1/+0 for each artifact you control. Four in a red, create a token that's a copy of this equipment. Equip red.
Yeah, so this is Cranial Plating is a classic artifact from way back in the day from the original Mirrodin block.
I made it.
Yeah, Mark made it. Yeah, well, this is our homage to that card. We're putting Cranial Plating back in standard in a color that it makes sense for, which is red. It's definitely a very red effect.
Red makes more sense.
And yeah, so you can make creatures very large with the improvised arsenal. And yeah, this is Casey just puts a bunch of like basically junk and garbage together to make weapons out of, and stores them all in a golf bag on his back. And this was our sort of homage to that aspect of Casey Jones, who's the hockey mask wearing ally of the Turtles.
We're almost out of time here, but the one thing that I really appreciate is there's a lot, we talked a lot about mechanics, but there's a lot of top-down one-of card designs. There's a bunch of cameos in the set. There's a lot of things you're doing to really capture, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has all sorts of fun characters and events and things. You really did a great job of, for fans of the Turtles, I think you did a lot to hit all the different cool things within the property.
Yeah, we tried hard. You know, we, as well as myself, Crystal Fraser, who is our narrative designer, is also a huge Turtles fan, maybe even a bigger fan than myself. And so we talked together through every aspect of Turtles lore, and we constantly checked with each other that everything, like, you know, had great Turtle flavor and that there weren't any awesome concepts that we were missing. I think one of the cards that I'm most proud of is Turtles Forever.
Okay, Turtles Forever. Hold on a second.
Yep.
Turtles Forever. Turtle Forever is 3 and a white, instant. Search your library and or outside the game for exactly 4 legendary creature cards you own with different names, then reveal those cards. An opponent chooses 2 of them, put the chosen cards in your hand, and shuffle the rest into your library.
Yeah, this is a vision that I had for the set, was that there'd be a rare that basically acknowledged the Turtles, like, crossing over with a lot of different things. Crossing over with themselves, you know, crossing over with other games like Magic. And this card really came together, I think, in a fun way. It's kind of a riff on Gifts Ungiven, but it lets you get all 4 turtles with a single card. You get to pick all 4 turtles if you want with a single card. And the artwork that has the movie turtles, the original animated series turtles, the original Mirage turtles, and our own version of the turtles all on the card together is just, it's one of my favorite things. I'm so happy that this concept came together. And you know, this card got some pushback during the design process. Like, is this going to be cool? Is it going to be fun? And I'm really happy that we stuck with it and found the right spot for this card. So,
well, anyway, I can see my desk from here, so I'm almost at work. Any last thoughts on the making of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
We had a blast, and I know you're going to have a blast, too, playing this set. You know, the turtles are fun. Sneak is a really fun mechanic to play around with and limited. And, I think you're gonna have a great time with this set. So, I hope to see you at the pre-releases and at the tables.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Eric. It was so fun to talk about Teenage Mutant Turtles with you.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for having me. I'm super excited. And I can't wait for players to get their hands on this set.
So anyway, guys, I now can see my desk. So we all know what that means. It means the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. So I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.